This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A multi-billion dollar plan to add fees to fund transportation projects is headed for a final vote in the Colorado House. CPR's Benta Brookland has more.
The measure would put fees on everything from gasoline sales to food delivery. It also adds fees to new technology like electric vehicles and Uber and Lyft rides. Republicans, including House Minority Leader Hugh McKean, say voters should be allowed to approve or reject fee increases.
I urge a no vote, not because it's not a way of getting something done. I don't think it's the right way.
Democrats say this new funding plan would address long-standing issues to reduce traffic and create an innovative transportation system. I'm Benta Brookland, CPR News.
In western Colorado's Mesa Valley School District, teachers are getting a pay raise that the district hopes will help retain and recruit staff. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Teachers will get a 3.2% pay increase plus $1,000. Mesa Valley teachers say before the increase, District 51 ranked last in salary among districts of a similar size for a beginning teacher with a bachelor's degree. The money to fund the raise comes from a voter-approved property tax increase and more money from the state legislature. The contract has four more teaching days than in previous years. The district and teachers union approved the agreement last week. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And we're rolling on with Morning Edition. In Texas, Republican lawmakers plan to vote on and pass more restrictive voting laws, but Democratic legislators staged a walkout, putting a stop to it for now.
We stopped a very bad bill, and we stood up for our constituents, and we protected our constituents and their right to vote.
The Republican state representative responds to the walkout next, right here on Morning Edition from CPR News. Thanks for starting your day with us, friend. I'm your host for today, May Ortega. There's organic food, free trade coffee, and now responsibly sourced natural gas certified to have a minimal impact on climate change.
Just because it's fossil fuel doesn't mean it's all the same carbon footprint. We are producing the cleanest natural gas on the planet here in Colorado, and that's what we're evangelizing on.
CPR's Sam Brash has that story for us in just a few minutes. Stick around.